Plain Honest Men, The Making of the American Constitution, by Richard Beeman, narrated by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2009 by Richard Beeman. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Random House, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The Crisis. It was a blustery Saturday morning on March 15, 1783, and patches of snow still flecked the ground. General George Washington strode up a long hill toward a rocky promontory at the American Army encampment 7 miles southwest of Newburgh, New York. He was about to face the greatest personal challenge of his career. He was uncharacteristically nervous and uncertain, roiled by sensations of anger, frustration, and inadequacy. He had led his army to a brilliant victory over the British at Yorktown some 17 months earlier. Yet the soldiers at Newburgh remained in the field, languishing, while peace negotiations dragged on in Paris. His troops had not been paid for many months, and the Continental Congress's promises of a generous pension seemed as empty as the coffers of the bankrupt Confederation government. To make matters worse, a cabal of American Army officers, angry over the failure of the Continental government to make good on its promises, had decided to take matters into their own hands. 5 days earlier, Major John Armstrong, aide-de-camp to the commander at Newburgh,